Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 81 degrees on this Thursday, August 7th, 2025. And I'm glad to bring in Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak. Commissioner, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show today.
Hey, Rob, how are you? Thanks for reporting on that incident today. That's very good.
Yeah, you know, we were aware of this. I was aware of this very quickly on, so was the entire news staff here. I saw the state police response by my house in Upper Lackawanna County on the Susquehanna border firsthand, and knew that it was something that was concerning. And we find out that two state troopers were shot. Thankfully, they're both in stable condition now at CMC, where you just left, right?
Yes. Yes, one of the troopers is there. I was speaking with the father of Trooper Perchinski just before I left. And thank God, you know, he's going to be fine, or he's going to be okay, obviously. He didn't have any life-threatening injuries. But they are moving him upstairs. The family was going upstairs to a room. They were in ICU, so hopefully, you know, they can get him out of there soon. But yeah, God was with them today, definitely.
And to hearing, and the governor and the head of the state police, Chris Parrish, did name both officers, Trooper Pacinski and Trooper Jenkins. To hear the heroism that they were immediately ambushed and put under fire. They described their vehicles as being riddled with bullets. Officer Trooper Pacinski did utilize a tourniquet to help place on Officer Jenkins, who was shot in the arm. And a third trooper, who was unnamed at this point, placed their vehicle in the line of fire to help extricate the two of them from those areas who were both shot at this time. So it's just an outstanding display of heroism, and it shows, you know, Susquehanna County, Lackawanna County, the governor, and Chris Parrish said that New York State Police did respond to this as well as many other assets from around the area. You know, to hear that Trooper Pachinski's dad is a local police chief. They went to school with my children. He went to school with my children. You know, we're friends in school. So it just goes to show what kind of small world and the heroism that our law enforcement does day in and day out.
Absolutely. And this is stuff you see on television, and it's just crazy. And it hits home, especially when they're local families and local troopers. So, you know, God bless all of them, and just, you know, again, they were just, it was just, you know, it was a bad day, but in a different way, it was a good day, you know. So, you know, God bless them. And I just, you know, we pray for their speedy recovery.
Indeed. I mean, the outcome, I mean, obviously we all wish that this didn't even happen, but the outcome, knowing the first reports have came out of rifle fire and cars riddled in bullets and ambushed, you know, not knowing what they're walking into. And it just goes to show with our first responders, be it, you know, our law enforcement, our fire department, our EMTs, our EMS, what they face each and every day, you know, for us, the residents, the taxpayers of Pennsylvania.
Yep, I hope people appreciate that. You know, we had the CERT team from the Pennsylvania State Police were dispatched, so they come from every county. You know, our SWAT team here from Lackawanna County took our armored Bearcat. You know, they went. Our 911 dispatch center was notified in case we needed the mobile command center. So New York State Police jumped in. So, like, everybody just responds. It's all good. The outcome is better than I was expecting.
Yeah, and you as Lackawanna County Commissioner responding to the area trauma center to know one of all the officers are going to. And I'm sure at the time you weren't aware of exactly who it was, and it didn't really matter. A state trooper was injured and they were coming to your jurisdiction, and you responded there to give whatever resources you could do.
Well, you know, these guys are special to me and I know to you, and I support them any way I possibly can. I mean, really nothing I could do at this point, but just being there and being able to eventually talk to the father and then the other officers that are there in support. You know, everybody works together. That's how it goes.
The governor did mention, I was critical of the governor earlier on because he did make a public statement that two state troopers were shot while this was still an ongoing situation. Families weren't notified, and I was critical of that, and I still will remain critical of that. But I think he did do an excellent press conference at CMC just before we got on the phone today. And, you know, he said that he was joking, you know, actually joking with the family. You know, he's his girlfriend, Trooper Paczynski's girlfriend, is also a state trooper, and she was there. Bree, he said her name was, and the father was there. And we were busting each other's chops, the governor said. And he says, you know, when cops are busting your chops, you know everything's going to be okay. And that was truly from the heart and truly heartfelt on my end, actually having been in those situations before.
I agree with you, I'm sure. Well, you know, as I said, Trooper Paczynski's father, he's a character in himself. So, but I'm glad that everybody's going to be okay. And that's a good ending to today, to a bad start. So.
Indeed. And, you know, I reached out to you earlier to get you on today before we even realized that, well, before this was even a thing today. And obviously, this is a priority for both you and I and why I wanted to get that out of the way. But while I have you on and the fact that we know that these two state troopers are going to be okay now, the issue with the reassessment that's been ongoing. And I've been critical of this. We've discussed it a lot. You've been critical of the process. One of the things we keep hearing, and I saw it in print, and I decided I was going to draw a line myself when I saw it in print when Monroe County hired Tyler Technologies, and they used the same old adage that we've seen your counterpart, the other commissioner, use and Tyler Technology use, that, listen, a third of property taxes are going to go up, a third of property taxes are going to go down, and a third of property taxes are going to stay the same. And they keep pushing that without giving us any real facts of Is that truly the case? So that's
going to be remain to be seen. Now I have as soon as we start to see the results of these hearings that are ongoing now, I'm going to get weekly reports on the process and what the numbers look like and what the adjustments were, and you know, then I can start to look at if it's a third. I mean, that's in a perfect world. So I have to wait and see when everything is finally finished where we ended up with that, what mistakes were made with Tyler Technologies, because obviously if they're making adjustments, then they weren't appraised properly. I was, as everyone knows, I hope that I voted no for this because, first of all, we were in the middle of a pandemic when they wanted to start this process. But at any rate, you know, let's see what the numbers look like. But, you know, right now we have the budget process started and we have this reassessment, you know, ongoing. I can tell you right now, I'm not, unless I have a lot to do with this year's budget and I can make adjustments and we can come to agreement on some cuts and some savings and, you know, where the county's headed financially, I'm not approving it. I mean, that's it. I'm not approving it. So there won't be a budget, and there won't be, if that's the case, there won't be new reassessment numbers and new millages.
Now, with the numbers I'm talking about, with this one-third, one-third, and one-third, listen, I'm fine. I'm a realist as well. I understand if it's 28% or 27% and 34% or 32%. You know, it's still in the same ballpark, and I'm good with that.
Right.
But as a county commissioner, can you commit to the taxpayers that you will not vote to certify this reassessment unless those numbers are made public? This not the specifics, just the percentage. What's the percentage exactly of what went down? What's the percentage exactly of what stayed the same? What's the percentage? Because we've been told all along it's one-third, one-third, one-third. And I understand that's a ballpark, but I think that number, when it's finally done, needs to be told to the public.
And you know what, and you're right. I haven't really thought about it that way. So, you know, if it ends up being that 50% went down, and I mean, I don't know, I'm just throwing numbers out here. I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to wait and see what the results are here, because no, if the majority of the properties went up, I don't know. I mean, I'm not big on this reassessment. So
Well, if 50% of the really properties went down in the end game, you know, that's a success story for the county. I would imagine everybody wants to tout that. But if in the end 50% went up, then we were misinformed and we were misled from the start. And then, you know, Monroe County right now is being lied to from the get-go, if that's the case.
Well, and that's why I've been saying, that what I think we need to do, we're at this point now. I think we need to put the brakes on. I said it at the meeting yesterday, at the commission meeting. I think we need to take the next 6 months and scrutinize all these appraised values, look at everybody's values, make sure that they are correct, and if anybody has issues, we take care of them, and, you know, before we take this any farther. So, you know, I'm not ready to certify this reassessment anyway, period, no matter what the numbers are. I want to push this back a little bit. So that's what I've been pushing for. I think that's fair. The commercial properties are way out of whack. Industrial vacant land was so messed up. There are no comparables. There was no way to get any idea what these values are. So to me, we're not ready to certify this yet. So, you know, for me, I'm not ready to. You asked me to commit on a number. I'm not ready to commit on anything because I'm not ready to certify this.
Well, not any number. I'm asking for you to commit to the taxpayers of Lackawanna County that you will make public the percentages of those once everything's said and done.
Oh, absolutely. Would let everyone know. Absolutely. And, you know, I guess when I get to the point where it's time to either certify it or not, I mean, I have to make a decision. If I'm not happy with the numbers I'm seeing, I'm not certifying it. Like, and it's part of the budget. And again, if I don't have the budget, last year they tried to make a fool out of me and cut me out of the budget. That can't happen this year. And if there's a new commissioner before the end of the year and the new commissioner votes with me, none of this might happen. So I don't know where we're headed yet.
Were you kept out of the process, but when you had your own options and your own press conference, they came to that and mocked you during it.
Exactly. And which was, you know, my budget was put together by financial experts and people that know what, you know, what they're doing. And one of them is an expert, used to do work for the county years ago. So it is with the budget. So, you know, that was not only aggravating for me, it was embarrassing to Lackawanna County to actually do that, but unprofessional, and that should have never happened. There was compromises that could have been made, but at any rate, they passed it. They passed 33%. I was not for that. And this year, it doesn't have that second vote. So, you know, the budget process right now is we're going to be looking at every single line. And if the other commissioner wants to work with me, which right now he's attempting to, you know, we can maybe come to an agreement that makes sense. But yes, I will put together all the numbers on this. I mean, our assessor's office is going to put those numbers together. I want to know where we ended up. What was the numbers? What are the facts that how many went down, how many went up, how many stayed the same? I want to know that. And basically, like I said, you know, if there's mistakes made, they're made by Tyler Technologies. Those are the people that are supposed to be the experts. They got paid the money. They're the ones that are supposed to have all the information.
So. All right. So you heard it here. Once we have the final numbers down and there's a percentage of how many went down, how many stayed the same, how many went up, Commissioner Chris Chermak has committed that he will not certify that reassessment unless those numbers are made public. Do I have that correct?
Well, we will have those.
All right.
I guarantee you. Yes, absolutely. 100%. I will have those numbers for you. I just, you know, I don't know when that will be, but it should be soon.
Well, it's by November, it needs to be pretty much done, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we need to have all the values. So, yeah, once that processes, once we get through these hearings, then we'll know. And we'll see how many get appealed to the Court of Common Pleas, too. We have to take that into account.
Yes. Well, with less appeals, with about a third of the appeals or less than half the appeals that they were expecting and the auxiliary boards, they should get through these rather quickly. And hopefully we have this information sooner rather than later,
right?
Because not only the county and the tax depends on that, but, you know, our school districts and municipalities are going to depend on this reassessment as well. So they're waiting on this formula.
Right. Everybody's on hold. Every municipality, every school district is on hold until we get these numbers. We can't move forward until we have them. But again, in my mind, what I've been saying for the whole entire time this process is going, the numbers have to be correct. And if they're not correct, I don't feel they're correct, I'm not voting for it, period.
All right. Commissioner Chris Chermak, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show, not only on this instance, but updating us on the what's now good news that both our troopers will be okay and are in stable condition from Geisinger CMC.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. It's 425 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show.